grandfather was in the Ohio Volunteer Infantry in 1914, and we didn't mobilize for World War One, but he was, Irish boy, and he wanted to go fight the Hun. So they gave him an honorable, he was on his second tour with the OVI, and they gave him an honorable discharge so that he could go sign up with the Liverpool Irish. And he was, in 1914, he was fighting with the Liverpool Irish, World War One, and he's at Somme and a few other of the great battles. So I got a gun that likely would have been the one they would have handed him. I found a 1914 LSA London Small Arms, so it's just a gorgeous piece. I was so lucky to fall into it, and it would have been almost exactly what he would have been handed, as a young man hitting the fields in Europe there. Anyhow, so I never had anybody that was a grand, right? Nobody in my family, maybe my uncle, who is a post-World War II kind of like, what do they call the forces afterwards, Navy, but I had to have a grand, right? How can you have an 0383 and an Enfield and not have a grand? So, and all of them, boy, it's a tough call. You would think the grand, hold on.